severe punishment for him. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, a man who kills a Muslim, there is no tawbah for him, and he becomes a kafir, and he will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. Although the jumhur and the scholars of Quran and Hadith do not second this opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas, but he himself was an authority in his place. So, oh Usama, if he stands up, similar incident happened with Khalid radiallahu anhu. Khalid radiallahu anhu was gone out. Something of the similar nature transpired. He came back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh, Nabi of Allah, I kill him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted his hands and he said, Allahumma inni bari'um mimma sana'a Khalid. Ya Allah, Khalid killed that man who read Kalima. Ya Allah, I've got nothing to do with Khalid did. I sent him there, but I did not command him to kill that man. Look at how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is worried. We find a whole group of youth armed. By where are you going? So and so has insulted my girlfriend. Allah's qasam, if that jazba, that enthusiasm, that vigor can be diverted and directed, and that statement can come out that Mu'awwaz bin Afra radiallahu anhu mentioned, سَمِعْتُ أَنَّهُ يَسُبُّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَإِنِّي أَعْتَيْتُ اللَّهَ عَهْدًا إِنْ رَأَيْتُهُ أَنْ أَقْتُلَهُ أَوْ أَمُوتُ دُونَهُ. A youngster at the age of 12, where are you up to? I have heard that Abu Jahl, the wretched man, is speaking ill of my Nabi. Allah's qasam, I have made a vow with Allah. I have made an agreement with Allah that either I will kill him or I will die. The sky can collapse, the earth can split, but he loves and I love. It can never happen. Either his grave will be made or my grave will be made. One of the two. Ya to uski kabar banegi ya meri kabar. Lekin wo bhi zinda rahe, maybe it can never happen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا وُضِعَ السَّيْفُ فِي أُمَّتِي. When my ummah will remove the sword and he will withdraw the sword to kill one Muslim. When he will take this evil step and he will knock the doors of disasters and the step will be taken, لَمْ يُرْفَعْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then murdering in my ummah will continue till the day of Qiyamah. It was, this happened when the Muslims took their swords out. I haven't got time to go into the martyrdom of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Wa ala kamil al haya'i wal iman, jami' al Quran, alladhi tastahi minhu malaikatur rahman, al mubashshari bi lisani rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mutawatiran bi dukhul al jinan, amir al mu'minin sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan. When the third Khalifa of Islam, Dhin Nurain, the possessor of two lights, who had the two daughters of Nabi Kareem Sassam in his nikah, and Nabi Sassam said, agar teesri hoti to uski bhi nikah kar deta. If I had another daughter, I would have given this daughter to Uthman. No person has the honor of having two daughters of Nabi Kareem Sassam in his nikah with the exception of Uthman. When the Muslim Ummah took this evil step of martyring and assassinating Uthman radiallahu anhu, silsila jo chala to chala aaj tak chal raha hai. Al-qatilu wal-maqtul kilahuma finnar. The murderer and the one that has been murdered, both of them are Jahannam. Ya Rasulullah, fama balul maqtul. The person that has been murdered, uska kya jurm, uski kya qusur, what has that man did? What wrong of his is involved? Nabi Kareem Sasa mentioned, innahu kana harisan ala qatli sahibihi. He wanted to do the very same thing that his partner did, the only thing his partner was one ahead of him. He also wanted to murder him. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. Dhul Hijjah ka mubarak mahina hai, Arafah ka din hai, Arafat ka mainan hai, 1,24,000 ka jamme ghafir hai. It is the mubarak day of Arafah, the mubarak plains of Arafat, the blessed month of Dhul Hijjah, the final hajj of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayyu yawmikum hadha, O my sahaba, what day is today? Fadhananna annahu sayusammihi siwasmihi. We thought perhaps Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to give it another name, so we kept quiet. Otherwise, to ask what day, everyone knows it, outwardly it's in vain. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was getting the attention and drawing the attention of the Sahaba Ikram. Ala inna Allah harrama alaykum dima'akum wa amwalakum ka hurmati yawmikum hadha, fi baladikum hadha, fi shahrikum hadha. O my Sahaba, Allah has made forbidden for you the life of your Muslim brother, the izzat of your Muslim brother, the self-respect of your Muslim brother. Just as this day is honored, his life is honored. Just as this month is honored, his izzat is honored. Just as this place is honored, his zat is honored. Allah hal ballaghtu, have I conveyed the message? Allahumma ashhid. Ya Allah, you remain witness. لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. After my demise, do not become kuffar. How can the sahaba become kuffar? يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض, that you start killing among yourselves. In the recent time, if we just work out, my respected brothers, in our vicinity, in our country, how many Muslims have been killed and murdered by Muslims? Allah's qasam, will have to cry tears of blood. Allahu Akbar. Continuing. The third right that every Muslim has, like it comes in the very same hadith also, amwalakum, that his wealth must be protected by his next Muslim brother. In this very same hadith, Nabi Kareem Sassam speaks about wealth also. These are the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is, my respected brothers, you and I will honor our Muslim, will honor his respect. لا يلتئمُ جرح اللسان, the injury that is caused by the tongue never heals. The injury that is caused by the tongue never heals. If we will respect his possession, we will honor his wealth, then Allah will unite us. On the occasion of Hijrat, Abu Bakr says, O Nabi of Allah, I have two camels which I have prepared for Hijrat. Nabi Sassam said, Abu Bakr, I will not take it but with someone. If you are ready to take money, I will take this camel. Otherwise, I'm not going to touch it. It is your wealth. It belongs to you. Look at the teachings of Islam. Look at the ta'lim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You can imagine how difficult it must have been for Abu Bakr to take that money from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Nabi Kareem Sassam came to Madinah Munawwara, the plot of Masjid al-Nabawi that belonged to those two orphans, who didn't want to give a plot to Nabi Kareem Sassam? Nabi Sassam said, we will only take the plot if you are ready to take money. If not, we will not take the plot. When a man recites the kalima, his dan is mahfuz. His wealth is mahfuz. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, today, my respected brothers, when it comes to the mas'ala of inheritance, mirath, the amount of people that are deprived of their rights, Allah ki pana. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not want to perform the janazah namaz of that person who intend depriving his inheritors of the inheritance, the heirs of the inheritance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not want to perform the janazah namaz. Man akhadha shibran min al-ard, whoever will take so much, an arm's length of someone's land, which does not belong to him, zulman, oppressing him, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take the seven earths and Allah will circle it around his neck. Hakam bin Abdul Rahman Thalith was a ruler. He wanted to build a palace. That land belonged to one elderly woman. She refused to sell the land. Finally, he forced it out of her and he put up a palace there. This woman came to the Qazi and he says that, you know, take my muqaddama to the king. So one day he comes home, intelligence, wisdom, he comes with a packet and he tells Hakam bin Abdul Rahman, says, can I fill some sand? Fills it up. Sand is naturally heavy. He tells him, why don't you help me carry this bag? So when he tried, he was unable to carry. Says, if you cannot carry this bag, how are you going to carry seven earths? If you can't carry this one thing, how are you going to carry the seven earths around you? We know the famous incident of that woman, that this king was traveling with his people in the jungle and they were on hunting and they took the cow of one woman and they slaughtered it, they bribed it, they enjoyed it. When this woman learned about this, she was very perturbed and disturbed. She was informed that tomorrow the king will be passing by on this particular bridge. So he said, perhaps I'll go there, I'll try. If I succeed in my appeal, well and good. If not, who will see to me? When she comes on this bridge, and as the king is coming with great guts and courage, she says, you want to settle it on this bridge or on that bridge? You want to settle it on this bridge or on that bridge? Ya to is pul pe cheek kar lo ya pul sirat ahaddu min as-sayf wa adaqqu min ash-sha'r, which is thinner than a hair and sharper than a blade. You want to settle it here or settle it there? So the jaan of every person, the maal of every person, muhabbat for every person. And the fourth thing that ulama has said, and the most important thing which will unite the Muslim ummah, is that when our Muslim brothers are in problems, difficulties, hardship, poverty, to go and visit them, to visit the sick. مَنْ عَادَ مَرِيضًا فَكَأَنَّمَا صَامَ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Whoever will go and visit one sick man is as though he fasted one day in the path of Allah. The malaika make an announcement, طِبْتَ طِبْتَ وَطَابَ مَمْشَاكَ Fortunate, lucky, elevated, honored are you. 70,000 malaika will make dua till the evening, and he visits in the evening, then 70,000 malaika will make dua till the morning. The teachings of Nabi Kareem Sassam, Nabi Sassam says, when you go and visit someone, فَنَفْتِسُوا لَهُ فِي أَجَلِهِ You see the man is going, you tell him by king, inshallah, tamito jubo joho. These are the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit, never mind only the Muslims. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit the disbelievers also when they used to fall sick. We know the famous incident of that Yahudi, that Jew, that young boy who used to come in the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He fell ill. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him. Azizun ka azizil mirjal. The desire in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hidayat. He walked in there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, how's your health, etc. After it, they say the shan of a da'i is, wherever he sees the gap of da'wat, he presents it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, accept the kalima la ilaha illallah. Allah will save you from eternal doom and destruction. He looks at his father. His father says, Ati Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey Abu al-Qasim, which was the kunniyat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There and there he accepts the kalima la ilaha illallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks out and he says, I praise and thank Allah. One man through the mercy of Allah has been saved from eternal doom. So it was the practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and visit this person. Man kana fi hajati akhihi kana Allahu fi hajatihi. Whoever will see to the need of his brother, Allah will see to his need. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Conceal the faults of your Muslim brother, Allah will conceal your faults on the day of Qiyamah. Allah doesn't like to publicize and to broadcast evil, even our own evil. It comes in the hadith. Allah forgives all the sins with the exception of that person who does something in the night. He spends the whole night that Allah put a parda over it. For example, he made zina in the night, no one knows. Now he gets up in the morning and he goes and tells the people, but you know where I was last night. So Allah says, I am merciful that I put a parda and you are removing my veil, so you don't need my maghfirat. So such a person will never be forgiven by Allah. On one occasion, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, she was sick. She says, oh Ali, I desire anar pomegranate. So after all, Fatima radiallahu anha, my respected brothers, she was the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhum are crying. Oh Fatima, why are they crying? Ya Abba Jan, there is no food in the house. Where is Ali? Ali has gone out in the path of Allah. If today some father-in-law must come home and he must ask this, and this is the answer his daughter must give, tu gair avija, tine awade. Where is he? He's gone out in the path of Allah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had no money anyway. He came out, his wife wants a pomegranate. She's not feeling well. She's the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's the queen of the women of Jannat. On the way, he borrowed a dinar from someone. He went to the bazaar, he purchased it. How Allah Pak tested these people also. While he's coming by, on the way, he met a beggar. The beggar said, oh Ali, if you can help me, I really desire a pomegranate. Allah Akbar. Ali radiallahu anhu thought to himself, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ The one that knocks your door, don't slam the door on his face. وَإِنْ جَاءَ عَلَىٰ فَرَسٍ Even if he comes in a horse, when he comes mounted on a horse, he comes in a BM and he's begging, don't refuse. So Ali radiallahu anhu took out this pomegranate and he gave it. If our wife must give us a list and she must send us to pick and pay, And we come back and we say, nahi ta koi malelu tu bicharo gareeb hoto to apre inhe de dido. We know what will happen. Never mind that if she gives us a list of 3 liters milk and we come with 2 liters milk, meta mane kailu. But here the environment at home was also made. Look at the wife. If we have a list and we come back with half the thing, and we say, no, we met a beggar on the way. Look at the environment at home. Ali borrows the dinar to accommodate the need of his wife. He has a loan. So when he comes home, it comes in the kitab, with great haya and modesty he walks in. How is he going to face his wife? Bearing in mind, his wife was the daughter of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His wife wasn't our wives. It wasn't our Fatima, it was the Fatima of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What qurbani they went through. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home. Oh Fatima, I have Umran ibn Hussein with me. Can I come inside? Ma ajidu ma astru bihi wajhi. Oh my father, you can come inside. But you know it is only one room and I haven't got cloth to cover my face. So if you want to come, there'll be no parda because there's no cloth. Nabi Sassam takes out his shawl, gives it to Fatima. Walks in there. Fatima, why are you crying? Huzur, hunger. Nabi Sassam said, Fatima, your father is also hungry for 3 days. Your father is also hungry for 3 days. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, after she heard the story, she said, no problem. Whatever Allah Pak decides, there is khair. They were discussing, Salman radiallahu anha walks in with 9 pomegranates. Places before Ali, look at the yaqeen sahaba had. He counts it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ali says, this doesn't belong to me because Allah says, man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Whoever does one, Allah will give him 10. If this was for me, then I need 10 pomegranates and not 9. So Salman took out the other one from under his arm. He said, oh Ali, I wanted to test you, here's 10. But this is the tarjih and this is the preference that they gave. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu sitting in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person comes and sits beside him. Today, my respected brothers, the life we are living, Muslim brothers that are staying in one house, they don't speak for months. Comes in his house, does he think his thing, this one comes in, does his thing, and they leave. Abdullah ibn Abbas noticed that this man is in some problem. Says, why? What is your problem? Immediately, the shan of a Muslim. Can I help you? Are you stranded? Do you need shelter? Do you need food? What can I do for you? He says, yes, man, I'm owing someone money. But Allah's qasam, I haven't got the money to settle this man's account. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, chalo, mujhe le chalo. We'll go and speak to him. He says, well, if you'll do it, Allah reward you if you intercede on behalf of me. He took his shoes and he walked out of Masjid al-Nabawi. So this brother tapped him and he says, Ibn Abbas, you forgot you're in itikaf. He says, no, I haven't forgotten I'm in itikaf. But that hadith flashes through my mind that the inmate and the dweller of this grave told me. And it is just 2-3 months now. And as he mentioned this, of course, the love for Nabi Karim Sassam tears started rolling. That Nabi Karim Sassam told me, the dweller of this grave told me, that that person who comes out in the need of one Muslim brother, Allah's qasam, it is better for him than 10 years of itikaf. I haven't forgotten that I'm in itikaf. But that hadith is flashing that if I come for your need, it is better for me than 10 years of itikaf. وَمَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ أَخِيهِ كُرْبَةً نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِّنْ كُرْبَاتِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Remove a difficulty from your brother, Allah will ease the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Allah, what more do we want? What more do we want? My respected brothers, we haven't understood the parishanis of Qiyamah, so we don't know what is the fazilat of this. The 5 points that ulama have written, the last of which the ulama have mentioned, is that to learn, to overlook, to forgive, and to pardon our Muslim brothers. حُسِبَ رَجُلٌ مِّمَّنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. One person's hisab was taken, Nabi Karim s.a.w. mentioned in Muslim Sharif. فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ شَيْءٌ. He had nothing good. Nabi s.a.w. negates everything. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَكَانَ مُوسِرًا وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ غِلْمَانَهُ أَنْ يَتَجَاوَزُوا عَنْهُ. One good quality, he had wealth, and he was very lenient. He was very lenient to his debtors. مَنْ أَنْذَرَ مُعْصِرًا. من أنذر معصرا أو وضع عنه أظله الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. That man who will be lenient to his debtors in giving them chance and respite. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرًا. Allah will give him shade under his throne on that day where there'll be no shade other than the shade of Allah. So it comes in the hadith, فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ شَيْءٌ. He was a wealthy man. نَرَاتُكَ أُتْنَا نَرَاتُكَ رُونَا نَرُوزَا نَزَكَاتْ نَحَجْ نَكُچْ. ایک خصلت پہ اللہ نے فیصلہ فرما دیا, اس کا دامن حسنات سے خالی, نیکیوں سے عاری. Nothing. But one thing is to always tell his people, well, look, this man is in dire necessity, be lenient with him. So Allah said, to be lenient and to say, by overlook, this is our quality. کہ بھئی چلو اس کو جانے دو جنت میں, چلو اس کو, یہ تو ہماری صفت ہے. چلو تخلقو بی اخلاق اللہ, تخلقو بی اخلاق اللہ. Adapt and inculcate within you the akhlaq of Allah. Chalo, iski wajah se put him in Jannah. We know, my respected brothers, Mistah radiyallahu anhu was among those sahaba who fell in the trap of the accusation which was attributed to Aisha radiyallahu anha of adultery and fornication. The leader of this was Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sulul. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. The Quran speaks about it in Surah Nur. Mistah radiallahu anhu also fell in this trap, and many other sahaba innocently. Now my respected brothers, we can imagine for ourselves what will a person keep in his heart if someone must accuse our daughter of zina and we know she's free of that crime. The hadith is very long. Aisha radiallahu anha says, when I came back, I noticed that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not speaking to me. He used to walk in, he used to say, Kay Fatiki, how are you? Finished. I fell ill. He didn't mention anything to me. Normally he used to take additional care of my health and everything, but this time he didn't mention anything to me. People were confused. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in utter confusion. Abu Bakr couldn't meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because Abu Bakr's daughter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is a husband. How can they come? No wahi has confirmed it. Aisha radiallahu anha says, if I say that I am free of this crime, you will say I am speaking a lie. And if I say I have committed this crime, then I am speaking a lie. Allah will decide regarding me. Anyway, wahi confirmed the innocence of Aisha radiallahu anha. Wahi confirmed the innocence of Aisha radiallahu anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was financially supporting Mistah radiallahu anhu prior to this incident. So he took a vow and he took an oath that I will no more financially support this man. I will discontinue all my support to him because of this act that he did. He attributed this evil act of zina to my daughter. And who won't? We will actually murder such a man. Allah revealed the verse. وَلَا يَأْتَ لِأُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم. Don't ever take this oath that you will not assist him, and don't ever take this oath that you will not forgive him. Abu Bakr, don't you want Allah must forgive you? Abu Bakr said, of course, O Allah, if you want Allah to forgive you, then forgive me. فَعْفُوا وَاسْفَحُوا وَاسْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. Islam is that religion, my respected brothers, that the ta'aleem has been given to both, to the debtor also and to the creditor also. The debtor has been given the ta'aleem that if you have the wealth and you don't fulfill your payment or whatever the case may be, مَثْلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ, then it is oppression. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want to perform the janazah namaz of such a person. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the talim to the creditor that if Allah has given you the wealth and you don't need it, then give the man chance. صِلْمَنْ قَتَعَكْ أُعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ أَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. We'll end with this hadith. The one that break ties with you, you join ties. Our tashkeel and the skill of this whole bayan is, my respected brothers, is that those brothers that you and I were not speaking with, or those family members that you and I were not speaking with. Inshallah, we are going to take this lesson. After the terminating from this talk, the lesson and we're going to take from here is that we're going to break the back of the devil. And the great lesson that we're taking, inshallah, we're going to go first and we're going to greet and we are going to please Allah. We all will try this, inshallah. And for the pleasure of Allah, we will suppress our desires. We will go against our nafs. Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the conquest of Makkah, when he enters with Sahaba Ikram, Ammul Wufud, Alhamdulillahilladhi anjaza wa'da, wa nasara abda, wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda. Allahu Akbar. So much simplicity. He's entering Fatiha Makkah as a conqueror. How does he enter? That his Mubarak chin was actually touching the camel. He lowered his body so much. Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu anhu sitting next to him. Abu Bakr, Umar, none of the people of great lineage were sitting. Usama bin Zayd sitting next to him. Alhamdulillahilladhi anjaza wa'da. All praise belongs to Allah who fulfilled his promise. Wa nasara abda, and who helped his servant. Wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda, and who defeated all the armies of kufr. People said, today we're going to see what is going to happen. What is going to happen today? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. The keys were given to him. He goes into the Kaaba Sharif. Bilal radiyallahu anhu with him. He performs namaz. Bilal radiyallahu anhu explains also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 2 rakat namaz. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the people of Makkah and he said, today I will mention that to you what Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam told to his brothers. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. Everything that has happened in the past has been forgiven and has been pardoned. What I can forgive, I have forgiven. The balance, may Allah forgive you, I make the dua also. My respected brothers, aaj ye akhlaq kitabon mein hai. Today this akhlaq is in kitabs. The akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whole Bukhari Sharif is on our computers, in our books, in the literature, whole kitab shelf at home. When this akhlaq will come about, inshallah, and you and I will take the step from here, then Allah will make decisions. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. Recite Durud Sharif. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام واليك يرجع السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وادخلنا الجنه دارك دار السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وهادينا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم أعط نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا واجعل الجنة يا ربنا دارنا وقرارنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا بذنوبنا فأنت علينا قادر ولتفنا يا إلهنا فيما جرت به المقادير إنك على ما تشاء قدير وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
एक ही अल्लाह एक नबी है एक ही है कुरान तो फिर क्यों भटक गया इंसान तो फिर क्यों भटक गया इंसान ایک ہی اللہ ایک نبی ہے ایک ہی ہے قرآن تو پھر کیوں بھٹک گیا انسان تو پھر کیوں بھٹک گیا انسان ایک دوسرے کا خون بہائے شیطان ہم کو کیا بہکائے ایک دوسرے کا خون بہائے شیطان ہم کو کیا بہکائے آج ہماری حالت پر خود ہنستا ہے شیطان کہ کتنا بھٹک گیا